Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who has just been nominated for Celebrity Dad of the Year.
What?
Even though he's not actually Robin's dad.
If I wasn't, that's a heck of a way to break it. Goodness me. Imagine we just broke it and went, so there's no episode 14.
I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, but I'm not a good dad.
Can we say that?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, well. All in jest. Guys, thank you very much for listening. This is episode 14. Hope you're looking forward to it. We are. And before we start, a word from this week's sponsor. This week's valued sponsor is...
Valued.
Sitting Down. Hey.
That's not a product.
Hey. None of them are being product. Hey. Are you tired of standing up?
Oh, God.
But don't want to lie down? Have a little sit down. It's halfway in between. Sitting down. Are you a little bit out of breath?
Mm-hmm.
Have a sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Have you just received some shocking news? Have a little sit down. You want to enjoy a coffee or a cup of tea or some kind of other beverage? Don't drink it standing up. Have a little sit down. Yeah.
Made songs about it, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh,
guess
sit
what?
Down.
You might already be doing. You might already be sitting down. You might not even know it yet. You know when you go for a poo? You're sitting down. Everyone's doing it.
Why?
Get on board.
Why do you have to bring poo into it?
You did.
I did not.
Yeah, it was in your eyes.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Shagged, Married, Annoyed. This is episode 14.
14.
Lovely to have you back.
14, yes, everyone. Thank you for coming back if you have. If this is the first one you listen to, why not go back? Because there's a narrative, there's a through thread, you know.
There is, actually, haven't we done well?
Yeah, but there's not. I was kind of being sarcastic.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Like, okay. It's okay. You can go back if you want because, you know, you miss some cracking stuff, but it's not like you're not going to know who any of the characters are.
No, not. Yeah,
I'm Chris.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
And
just carry
Rosie.
On listening.
You're
hello.
Rosie.
Hello.
And I'm Chris. And you're caught up.
That's about it. Can you believe we've done 14 already?
Mm. I feel like we start every episode going, can you believe it's this one? It's like people are listening going, can you fuckers count? Like, yes, guess what? Last one was 13, this one's 14, move on.
Yeah, but a week passes in our lives, it doesn't really...
Sometimes it's more than a week, sometimes it's less. It's really strange, isn't it? It's all over the place.
It's just a mess.
Yeah, we're recording of an evening now. Robin's in bed, I just had a little bath, sent him to bed. It's all good.
Well, because we were doing it at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And it was just a bit intense, wasn't
it? Like doing
it?
A gig. It was like doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I used to do the Edinburgh Fringe, they would go like, oh, you're coming to the Comedy Cabaret? Will you do a spot on the Comedy Cabaret? It's, you know, 100 quid or whatever. You're all right, great. They go, when is it? It's 11 in the morning. That's not worth a million quid.
No,
it's the
I
Edinburgh
know.
Festival. I'll be hanging on my bum.
Literally. Yeah. So we decided to start doing it of an evening, which
of
is lovely.
Yeah.
With a glass of wine. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Chin-chin.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
What you been up to then, mate?
I went on stag do.
You did go on a stag do.
I did go on a stag. Came back in one piece.
Yeah.
I had an early night on the last night of the stag do.
I could not believe that, you know.
Huh.
What time? It was about 10:30 and we spoke to each other. I was just going to bed and you were like, I'm going to bed. I was. Kidding, what?
I was in bed. I was all tucked up. I'd had beers during the day and then I had myself a horrifically big pizza, crazy big pizza. And then I was like, well, it's Betty Pops now. This is it. So I just went.
Please don't ever say that
again. Betty Pops. So I just, I was rock and roll that stag do. It's the first time I've been in an airport after stag do and not felt like death.
Well, great. You've got responsibilities now.
Mm, yeah.
Your stag do, you didn't have, we didn't have Robin.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just
my stag do,
leather.
I came back and it was, oh my goodness me. Mm-hmm. It was like coming back from some kind of tour of the beers of the world. Some kind of smash your liver to pieces tour. And I don't say that in a lads way. And I say that in a, I will never do that much again in my whole life. I never forget, I woke up after the first day and I turned to my mate and I went, I'm never drinking again. And he went, me neither. And then 10 minutes later, someone handed me a pint and then that was that.
I know.
All I ate was cheese toasties. Dad was amazing.
My dad still talks about it. It's like his best time in his whole life.
We ate was cheese toasties, right? Genuinely, this is on my stag do in 2015. We ate 2014. Cheese toasties all day, every day. That's all we did. We didn't go for meals. We just drank and sat on the pool. Cheese toasty. On the way back, I was hanging and I was in the airport and I went to Subway and I was like, I'm going to get like a ham, brown bread ham and like all of the vegetables.
Mm.
The guy asked us if I wanted cheese and toasted. I nearly jumped over the counter and smacked him. I was like, no, I don't want any cheese, you bastard. What you been up to?
Nothing really. I've been getting into gardening recently. I know.
Our garden's looking lovely, can I say?
Oh, thank you so much.
It's looking very, very nice.
I'm really enjoying it. It's really therapeutic. Costs an absolute bloody fortune.
Madness. We went to a garden centre 2 days in a row last week when I got back from the stag do. I spent more on those 2 days in the garden centre than I did on the stag do.
Yeah.
No word of a lie.
It's ridiculous. You go to the count, you've got like a few hanging baskets, you go to the counter and they're like, that's £150. And you
Madness.
Just think, what? These are going to die.
Honestly, garden centres are the greatest. They sell kids' books.
I do
love
them, to be fair.
Kids' books, toys, hoses. I love hoses.
Yeah.
Sheds, spas, blooming, what you call them? Hot tubs.
Hot tubs and that.
All kinds.
Loads of stuff.
Restaurant, toilets. Hey. I think I can feel next week's sponsors coming up.
I love that. Which one? It was Dobby's in Birtley that we went to the other day.
Yeah.
It was bloody lovely.
It was lovely.
Other than that, I haven't really been doing anything.
Mm.
We've decided to get Robin babysat more during the week, which is amazing.
Yeah, so we can do some work.
Well, it was just like, it was getting to a point where we were kind of just trying to do work stuff.
Mm.
I do in like them comma things
with
your finger because I don't know what my job is.
On a podcast. She definitely doesn't know what her job is. She doesn't realise this is a podcast. She's doing air quotes.
Is nobody watching us?
Where's the camera?
What's going on?
Why did I put all this makeup on?
Let's not be silly. I'm in pyjamas.
She didn't. No, it's horrifying.
No, but we've decided to get him babysat. Shut your face.
I can't believe I got away with that.
I wasn't listening at first, but then I clicked on.
Lovely.
So we've decided to get him babysat more often and it's just liberating.
Mm.
Like I should have done this years ago.
Yeah.
I've had that little shit every day. Sick in my life.
He loves it though. He loves seeing other people. But then we'll still see him on a night and we'll see him on a morning. Like a lot. He comes about 4:00 and we've gone for a few hours before he goes to bed.
But it's great. Then them hours become so precious. Whereas normally I'm counting down the hours till bed.
It's because our jobs are weird. There's no switch off. Like I've been writing all day today in the office and then doing this on the night. But then there's no switch off. There's like you'll be on your phone on a morning and then you've got to mess around at night. Don't worry, don't get us wrong. I've got the best job I think I could ever possibly get.
Yeah, same.
But there's no off.
There's not.
I'm done now.
There's not.
I'm still on.
But we need to start doing that now. Mm. We need to do it during the day and then switch off.
Got you.
She says.
So there's our admin. I, little Crystal Ramsey from South Shields, have been nominated for Celebrity Dad of the Year.
I was going to mention that.
Celebrity Dad of the Year. I couldn't even say it. I'm that excited. See in the lineup.
It's, mate, it's bloody marvellous.
Can't believe it.
Mm. I'm shocked, personally. Not going to lie. When you said I was like, smiling on the outside, I was like, foaming. But
you came second, though, so I have to win to beat you. I have to win.
I mean, listen, I want you to win for the team. We're a team, you know?
Yeah.
I want you to win for the Ramses.
For the Ramses.
You might be in with a good chance.
I need bragging rights in this house is what I need.
Mm.
Yeah. So we've got Danny Dyer, we've got Prince William, we've got Jeff Brazier. mm-hmm. who are, I saw that thing we're watching him on Channel 4 where he was talking about sex education with his kid.
Yeah, he's great. He's got two little
boys, isn't he? Wonderful relationship he's got with his son. Mm-hmm. I'm talking myself out of it here, but I watched and I was like, I hope me and my son have a relationship like that when we're all, they're just.
You will. Oh,
get lush together. Listen. That's the aim for.
I'm not going to say this again, so take it in now.
Good job of recording it. I'll just put it on repeat.
Well, there you go. Okay. You're a wonderful dad.
Oh.
And I think you deserve it.
As if you'd never say that again. As if
never,
that's
ever.
As if that's ever. A one-time thing.
Again. In fact, let me just go and vomit.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef. Everybody knew what beef curtains were, so I'm buzzing.
That was mad, wasn't it? Yeah. There was not one person going, what is that? Because that would have been an awkward tweet. I would have enjoyed having to tweet someone to tell them what that was.
Tell them what beef curtains
is. Yeah, but everyone got it.
Everyone knew.
Yeah.
Scratching mine as we speak.
That is unnecessary.
I wasn't really.
Oh, honestly. What's beef? You go first. Ladies first.
Are you sure? Do you not want to go first?
Nah, go.
Okay. Beef this week.
This week's beef.
It's about the car, Chris.
It's about the car, Chris.
It's about the car. Mm-hmm. Chris has got a new car. And Chris's new car is ruling his life. You know how you buy something and you're meant to own that thing? That car owns you. That car, you are that car's bitch. Right? And personally, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of having to watch you clean it all the time. I'm sick of you like, what's that word when you, what's that when you make someone come look at something?
She's waving her hand frantically.
What's
so
it called?
Crazy. Like beckoning you.
You hate it when you beckon us mm-hmm. to the window to look at your stupid fucking car clean. I hate it when, now that me and Robin get in the car, you're constant, I got you on Instagram, licking your thumb and cleaning the seats.
Did you?
You won't let Robin eat in there.
I didn't see that. You got us on Instagram doing that.
I've got on Instagram. You, do you remember Nanan? Nanan, give Robin a little milky ice lolly before we left. You'd have let him eat that in my car. Wasn't allowed to eat it in your car. We had to wait until he ate it. It was ridiculous. We all stood in the porch waiting for Robin to finish his poor ice lolly. Because Christopher wouldn't let him get in the car.
Right. Okay. You know what? I take that on board and I'm sorry. And the shine is gone from the car and I don't really like the car that much anymore because yesterday our turd of a child scratched the shit out of the bonnet while I was waiting to take my nursery. And it's weird. The shine's kind of gone off it.
Because
I cleaned it yesterday, right, after he'd done it, just to get all the dirt off it. And then I kind of, when I normally like wax it like a loser, I really just gave it a really quick going over. I was like, nah, I was not that bothered. Like, I don't know, the shine is starting to go. You know what I'm like, man? When I get a new thing, I'm buzzing. When I first got Robin, I was amazed and I was protecting him with that. Now I just like throw him about.
Really?
Throw him down the stairs, kick him. No, I've never had a
really
nice car.
You let things own you.
I've never had a really nice car. Listen, anyone listening.
Don't give me that shit. You've had loads of nice cars.
Yeah, we rented them. This is mine. I've never had a really nice car, like a me.
Did you buy, is that, did you buy that?
Yes.
Only buy it?
Well, no, I've been paying, but you know, it's not a rental car. They're not going to take it off us in 6 months like they normally do.
All right, okay. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
That's my car. We've got for 4 years.
Where's the communication?
I've got 4 years on that.
You've got that for 4 years?
Yeah.
So we've got to live in this hell for four
years. Oh, no, because he scratched it now, so I'm not that, you know. When I saw the scratches in it, I was like, I might just scrap this. It's done now.
Oh, shut up. Just stop, right? Okay.
Okay.
I know it's lovely. It's a nice car.
Okay.
But
I've never been a car guy. It's really weird. Like,
you've
never
now.
Been a gardener. But you're a gardener now, and I'm a car guy now.
Oh, God. What have we become?
Yeah. Old mate, that's what I've become. Old as fuck.
Oh, I've just hurt my neck. By laughing. Oh, God.
There we go. Point proven. Literally falling apart.
What's
I'll try and not be as weird with the car. My beef with you is, it's a long-going beef.
Is it?
You are, beautiful. Genuinely, and I know some great singers, right? You are one of the greatest singers I know. Your voice is beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
Love your voice. You're a brilliant singer. You're always singing. It's lush.
Mm.
You know the lyrics to no fucking song ever in the world, ever. Even the stuff you performed when you used to sing live all the time, you don't know the lyrics. And I don't know how it's possible. I don't know how it's possible to not know the lyrics to anything. Say the main word and just your way through the rest of it. Make a noise that sounds a bit like the thing. Tell everyone when you used to sing that Madonna song, right? And it's let the choir sing when you come. What did you used to think and sing at shows that people were paying you for? What did you used to think the words let the choir sing were, Rosemary? Tell everyone. So we're talking, when you call my name, it's like a little prayer. So let the choir sing. What did you used to think let the choir sing was?
Lepa quassing.
Lepa quassing. Rosie was on stage, in venues, being paid money as a job, as a professional singer. And she was saying to everyone, Lepa-quassing.
I thought it was French.
You thought it was French. Lepa-quassing. Lepa-quassing is...
Lepa-quassing.
Lepa-quassing is a special pastry that they give to people whose limbs are falling off. A lepa-quassing. A lepa-quassing.
Covered in scabs.
You don't know the lyrics to anything, and it's craziness.
I know.
It's so. Do you know what it is? And it feeds into the fact that you asking me how to set up a different bank account a day so you can put savings across, and you asked us, and I started explaining, and you immediately switched off. I saw it in your eyes. You just fucking switched off. You go, how do I do that? And I went, this is how you do it. And then you went, and you were just completely not looking at us. And then at the end, you went, oh well, as long as I know how to do it. I went, but you weren't listening, were you? And you went, no. And I had to tell you again.
I know, I've just got no time.
You've got no retention. Knowledge retention. It's
I'm not very academic, you know.
It's got nothing to do with being academic.
Is it not?
It's got to do with putting a bit of effort in and not being pig-headed and going, I'll just say lepa quassing. Who gives
a
fuck?
Okay, just listen, right? I just didn't know that line. It wasn't until I did it on karaoke I was like, what?
I forgot that you did it. That was it. So you did it professionally for years, and then years after that, you were doing it on karaoke, and you were like, "This is wrong. They just spelled lepa quassing wrong."
Honestly, it was like let the choir sing, and then all the choir joins in, it makes total sense.
Whereas lepa quassing, the lepas all started quassing, and
hey, mate, you should have heard me rendition of Fame. It was just horrific.
Jesus.
So anyway. Yeah, I agree with that beef.
Yeah.
But I can't do anything about it because...
There's lyrics, A-Z lyrics.com or whatever it is. Just, you want to sing something in the house, just get it on your phone.
I'm not doing that. House,
right? Well, I'm not going to listen anymore.
Well, no one's asking you to listen.
Well, I'm going to run in and shout. I'm going to run in the rooms and shout at you. I'm going to get one of them bottles that you spray indoor plants with, and I'm going to come in and spray you like, you know, when a dog's done something wrong.
No,
just when I hear
you
lap. Hey, stop it. Bad girl.
You're horrible.
Down off that bench.
Just wait till I key your car, then, all right? Prick.
You would not.
I flippin' would.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, it is time for questions from you lovely people.
Questions from the public. I've got the first one here.
So you know what's happened here, everyone, right? What's happened here is I normally source the questions and I have them ready, but Rosie, like a kid doing an apprenticeship at Newsround, doing some work experience, she's printed them off today on two different bits of paper. So normally I say, as avid listeners will know, I'll say it's time for a question from you lot. And Rosie goes, question for the public. We were all waiting for that, as I'm sure you understand this, listener, but you're sitting there with a little bit of paper in front of her. Do you know when it used to go dark on the news and they used to clack them on the tip? That's what you're sitting
all right,
like.
Man, all right, shut up. Sorry. God, you didn't have gone on, did you?
It's a bloody podcast. Imagine I didn't. Guys, if you want to get in touch, shagmoudinoid@gmail.com. It's just snorted. That's unbelievable. If you want to get in touch, shagmoudinoid@gmail.com and Rosie's Instagram, because I don't read the messages.
Questions from the public.
And she's back in the room.
Back. Okay, hi, Chris and Rosie. Quick question. When me and my husband leave the house to go to the shops or just for a quick trip somewhere, he insists on us both taking our sets of keys. Why? In capital letters. I don't like to, as I like the very rare times I don't need a bag. We have a one-year-old. So I just get him to take his keys, as he's already going to take keys in his pockets anyway. There is no point in us both taking our sets of keys when we're going to the same place and coming back together. Who's right? and what do you guys do?
Wow.
And then she's put, love Harriet from Rushington, with an exclamation point.
Okay.
So I enjoyed that.
Thanks, Harriet. Harriet from Rushington. Wonder where that is.
No idea. Ah. I think it's next to Flushington.
God.
Anyway.
Twinned with take your timington. I wish everyone could have seen your eyes as you literally took your time to get that joke. That was beautiful.
Why have you caught us in a giggly little
That was
mood?
Like asking a dog Stop. What time it was. Your little Stop. Eyes. And you're like, is it walkie time? It's walkie time. I totally understand where he's coming from.
Well, you would.
Yeah. I totally understand where he's coming from. Because, God, that was so passive aggressive. It actually hurt. Because, what if, like, you both go out and then it's like, you know, something happens. It's like, quickly, all right, you stay at your mom's. Oh, now I'll go back home and do this.
Yeah.
And then we did it on a night out before. We both went out and I got locked out. We talked about it on the podcast before. I got locked out and I just walked around the garden like a dog.
No, I agree that because I think we're living in a modern world now that, you know, it's not always just go out together, go back home together. Loads of stuff happens. Like someone ends up ringing and you're like, oh, I'm just going to pop there for an hour. Or blah, blah, blah. Robin needs this. And blah. So, yeah. Two sets of keys at all times.
Two sets
Harriet
of keys.
From Rushington.
Because honestly, you walk around, I've got to say, you walk around your house thinking, hey, you know, if you're locking it on a night or whatever, when you're going to bed, you're like, oh, is my house secure? Get yourself locked out of your house one day. See how hard it is to get in. It's a friggin' nightmare.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? I've never been
it's
locked out
before. Friggin'
touch
nightmare.
Wood.
Yeah. Do you know, totally sort of on the subject of walking around outside of the house, do you know there's a cat that walks past our window at almost exactly the same time every night?
No, I don't know.
Well, there's a cat. Oh. The security light goes off and I always have a look and it's the same cat just doing its rounds.
Really?
Yeah, same time every night. It's freaking us out.
Like a security guard?
It's like a security... Or a spy. One of the two. But because I'm not... We don't have a cat, so I don't know what the crack is. I don't know what's going
Cats
on. Cats
are people, dicks.
But I know... Careful. A lot of people are going to hate that.
Sorry, guys.
But I know people just let them out and it just walks
out. Because this is why I find... Right, okay... I'll take that back. Not all cats are dicks, but most cats are dicks. Okay. I just find them a really, really weird... I don't know why they're pets.
Right.
I think cats should just be allowed to do what they want.
But they fucking are, by the sounds of things.
Well, this is what I mean. They don't like their owners. They don't love them.
I'll be honest with you, yeah. You can't say that they don't love them. But I know what you mean. A cat is one of the only pets where you can tell it's got disdain for the owner, but the owner's like, nah... It's kind of like a tenant that they can't get rid of.
Yeah. I've never had a cuddle from a cat.
No.
No cat I've ever met has been excited to see me.
That's because they listen to podcasts and hear you calling them dicks.
Well, good.
I feel the same about rabbits, guinea pigs and hamsters and mice and rats. No, they don't know you. At least a cat will know that you're its owner. It'll kind of know what's going on.
Rabbits,
they're just trying
like
to escape.
Rabbits.
No, they're just trying to escape.
Well, they are,
they're
yeah.
They're shite.
Yeah. But what about the Carl's cat?
Carl's cat is lovely.
Right, okay. I bet the last owners don't think that.
Oh, right. Okay, backstory.
Carl Hutchinson's cat. Do you want
to
tell it?
Oh, I'm here, Carl Hutchinson, who I know will be listening to this now, supports me on tour, if you've seen me on tour. He just nicked a cat from someone. The cat just came to his house, he started feeding it, and then that was that.
The cat basically, well, no, next door neighbour, wasn't it?
Something
who owned
like
the cat.
But I think that that previous owner got a kid or something, and then they didn't have much time for the cat, so the cat went and played away and found Carl. Yeah, selfish. Of the people.
No, the cat.
Of the cat? Mm-hmm. Why the cat?
Oh, because I'm not number one priority anymore.
Why are you getting pissed off at this cat? You don't even know it.
I just don't really like cats. I don't know why.
Carl's cat's a lovely cat. She loves me. You know who else's cats are really good?
Mm.
Comedian Russell Kane. I stayed at his house once, name drop. His two cats, Keith and Wayne, Essex cats. You call them Keith and Wayne, I swear That's to God, right? He trained them like dogs. You'd come in and they'd be, how are you? And they'd lie on the floor. He could mop his floor with his cat. The cat would lie down and he would literally hold it and you could like skid it along the lino and it loved it. He trained them like dogs. It was amazing. So it is possible.
Okay.
But yeah, I watch a lot of cat videos on the internet and there's a lot of people saying, yeah, my cat's a dick, but what are you going to do?
Maybe they just haven't met a nice one yet.
But cats are the ones where you get it though. And if it's a dick, you go, no, I'm stuck with this. This is it. I think that's what it is. You're just stuck with a dickhead cat.
Possibly. Is that cat going to hear this and come and attack us in the night?
He's just walked past now and he looks fucking devastated, I'll be honest with you.
Shit myself.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got a question, yeah? Hi, Rosie and Chris. Got a quick question for you. I go on holiday in 10 days today and I want to get my suitcase packed now, but my boyfriend always waits till the last minute. When you pair are going on holiday, how far before you go do you pack and who was the first to pack?
Ooh. Back in the day, mm-hmm. pre-Robin,
yeah.
I used to quite enjoy packing.
Yeah.
I used to find it quite therapeutic.
Mm.
I'd do it a few days before. Now, it's just a pain in the backside. And I kind of just do it. No. It's so much of a pain in the backside. You've got to do it like a week in advance. Right. So you know you've got everything.
His bag. Your bag, you just...
Yeah, my bag.
Judging from what I say you're wearing on holiday, you just haul you all that shit in last minute, yeah?
Wow. Wow.
I must have told you about when I was going on my first lad's holiday. Have I mentioned this on the podcast? I was going on my first
lad's...
Oh,
no, but please, right. Please tell this story.
My man brought this up the other day, actually.
This is a lovely story.
So I was going on my first lad's holiday. Falaraki, I was 16 years old. So I went to, like, USC and, like, Tushy and all these
16?
Shops.
You were 16?
Yeah, I went to Falaraki
when I was 16. You were 16?
Yeah, it's craziness.
Wow.
And I worked in all sports. I was saving up my money when I worked in all sports. Mm-hmm. And I went on the all sports staff night out. Oi, oi, oi. And I had packed my case, all my new clothes, literally 12 days before my holiday. I had it all packed in
bless
my room.
Bless you.
Get open, lush. I had a lovely white shirt. I remember, I'll never forget it. It was like, it was, you know, when the sort of creased look was in. And everything
linen.
Was like uber creased. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't linen. It was just like, it looked like, you know, tie-dyed, but without just the tie, not the dye. So it was like everything was uber
right.
creased, that
okay.
kind of thing, right? And it was crisp white and it was lying on top of my case. And all I needed to do was shut the case. And I went on the all sports night out and I climbed into bed, mortal drunk. And in the middle of the night, I leant out my bed and I hoied up all of the sort of vodka Red Bulls and all of the, we went on Italians beforehand. So I had like loads of bolognese and pasta onto the white shirt, into the white shirt. It was in the pockets. It was all over the place. Full suitcase. Hoid up in
the full suitcase, not
full
just on the
suitcase.
Shirt.
The, well, the shirt was the top, so then you got the shirt out, and then you sort of tried to cup as much in, but it seeped through.
Oh my
sort of the
God.
Top three levels. This, I think I got a new suitcase just covered in.
What
sick.
Happened to the clothes?
My mum washed them, and by God, got every stain out of that white shirt.
She's a good
I've one. Never seen anything like what she did with that. I looked at it the morning. I went, "Well, that's not good," and it wasn't a bloody water falaraki.
See. Mums are great.
Mums are brilliant, but yeah, filled it with sick.
That's a-
so. Yeah, guys, don't. Pack early because it just gives you an extra receptacle to be sick in if you need to.
And answer that question, you literally pack the night before, don't you?
I'm a professional packer, that's what I do for
yeah,
my job.
Bish bash bosh.
Yeah, bish bash bosh. Plus, can I just say, I don't pack Robin's stuff. So hands up, you pack his stuff, you do all that. Well done, you. I'm very. If it was up to me, you would have, honestly, a spare pair of my swimming shorts.
One of yours, that white shirt for dinner.
That white shirt covered in sick. Dip it in the pool, mate, it'll be Harry.
Babadoo, 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 ba-
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dear Chris and Rosie, this is a question that has bugged me for some time now, so let me give you a bit of context, okay? I have nothing to hide, So I'm absolutely fine when my girlfriend asks to use my phone or just starts using it. Whereas if I use hers, she gets very funny about it and me going on certain things like her Snapchat. Okay. When she goes on my phone, she regularly goes through my chats, especially with my mum. But when I do the same to her, suddenly it's an invasion of her privacy.
Uh-oh.
So, my question is, how do you feel about going on each other's phones? I'm sure you both have nothing to hide, but do you care if the other starts using it for something like a quick Google? Please keep this anonymous.
Wow.
What do you think?
Can I first point out that he started that with, I have nothing to hide, and ended it with, please keep me anonymous. So I'm getting mixed signals here, dude. See, now, we have a joke, don't we? Whenever you, if you grab me phone to, normally it's to take a, to send yourself a photo I've took of you and Robin.
Yeah.
And you grab me phone, and I'll give you the phone, and I always go, don't read me texts.
Mm.
Right? Now, I don't know if you've ever actually read them, but there's nothing there.
No.
The only time I actually haven't wanted you to read me text was in the run-up to Christmas and birthdays, if I've been ordering anything for you. I don't like you to see me emails in case there's an Amazon thing of something I've ordered. It wouldn't bother me at all if you wanted to sit and go through me texts because I've got nothing to hide, but I would be concerned that you felt like you had to do it. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. I find it really weird. I find it so weird when people feel the need to check the partner's phone because it's like if you are at that stage where you need to check the phone, it's the trust is gone.
It completely.
And I just find it, I find it even worse when people have only been together like not very long and they're checking phones, you're like, what are you, why, what are you doing?
Also, how fucking boring. Who wants to read all that?
I know.
What are you doing, love? Reading all the stuff with him and his mum? How boring. Jesus Christ.
That's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah. But but then she doesn't, so when he then tries to read hers,
I know.
She won't have it.
Hashtag dodgy.
Dude, you're getting gaslighted here, mate. Run.
Yeah.
Run. Or maybe just say, stop looking at my phone. Look, I've got nothing to hide, but it's really, let's not look at each other's phones. It's pointless.
True. And or if she's listening, just do what Chris does and cheat on her at Christmas.
That is slander, and I'm not having it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay. So the subject on this one was bloody woman drivers.
Jesus.
So, well, that got me back up straight away,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
But,
good luck. Can I just say, good luck to whoever emailed this. She's going to have you.
Okay. No, you'll like it, though. Okay. You ready? Dear Chris and Rosie, my question is, do you think it's the man's job to drive all the time? I've been with my missus around 9 months, and I think she's driven twice, both when I've been too hungover and only to McDonald's. I like being the passenger too, and think it's bloody unfair, but she says I'm the man and it's my job and she doesn't like driving. She also won't phone the takeaway for some reason. And then he signed it, that's Craig. So that's brilliant, Craig. Thank you. I think you meant to put thanks, Craig, but he's just Craig. That's Craig.
Like
that's Craig.
Like I said.
That's Craig.
Hey, that's Craig.
So
next week on That's Craig.
It made me laugh a lot when I was reading it. So
I love that.
Well done. Take it in. That's Craig. Yeah, so that started off and I was like, wow. Oh, come on then, Craig. Yeah. Gonna slag up, but no, he's actually saying that she just doesn't like driving.
Can I just say, hats off to Craig, I think he's done that on purpose. I think he's done that, put it in the subject title, like, bloody woman drivers, and then you've, and you know you've seen it, and he's, fair play. He's done you there. He's
well
trolled
done.
You. He's clickbaited you.
Hasn't he? He has.
You've been clickbaited.
He has, totally.
Yeah.
I was well in there. So, my thoughts on this, you flipping love driving everywhere.
I do love driving everywhere.
I like driving too.
All right then.
But you always say you want to drive.
Well, when you want to drive, you can drive. That's simple as that. Sometimes I really like to, but if you really want to do, I'd let you. But I think it's not a gender thing.
You'd let us, would you?
Oh,
would
God.
You, dickhead?
Oh, Jesus.
You'd let us. Oh, all right, okay. All right. One eye open, Ramsey. One eye open.
I don't think it's a gender thing. I think it just sounds like his wife or girlfriend doesn't like driving. But to turn it around and say it's a man thing.
Yeah, that's a bit
It's
weird.
A bit shitty. Yeah. To turn it around and go, oh, no, it's a gender thing. Just because you can't be arsed. If you can't be arsed, love, say you can't be arsed.
Just be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks. That's Craig.
No, also, can I just... Sorry. She won't ring the takeaway. You won't... Rosie, You don't ring takeaways.
I know.
You don't ring takeaways. You don't ring room service in hotels. And you don't answer doors in hotels.
No. Do you know what? For being a really confident person.
Yeah.
I fucking hate using the phone.
Really? You do. I mean,
I don't know why.
It could be really important. There could be a really important thing about to happen. Like, it'd be like, oh, quick, we need to go to London now for like a massive job. See if your mum can have Robin tonight. And you text her.
Mm.
Like, you would text 999 if there was a text in 999 service.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You text and then text back. Press one for fire.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I would ring me mum. Can we just clarify that?
Honestly, you prefer text over everything.
I do.
Yeah.
I wish we could text this marriage. Just wish we could just text each other all the time, not have to speak. I mean, what is this podcast?
Wow.
Look at it.
Wow.
I'm pushing myself here. But isn't this a weird thing? I used to do this as a job. I used to present on the radio.
Rosie, this is still your job. Will you stop saying you haven't got
a job? All right, this is my job. Sorry, I'm doing a podcast, but why can't I use the phone? What's the matter with me?
Loads of people don't like using the phone. A friend of mine, you phone him up and it goes to his answer machine. Cheeky bastard. You know who you are if you're listening. It says, hi, it's such and such. Leave us a message or send us a text because I don't like listening to me messages. And the phone goes down.
Who's that?
All right, sweetheart, you don't listen to your messages, do you not? Fucking strap a pay on.
Who is it?
It's Jason Cook. Hi, it's Jason. You've missed me. You can leave a message or you can send us a text because I don't really like listening to me messages. You're pathetic.
Yeah, Jason, I'll at least listen to my messages. I just won't ring them back.
I've already slagged him off for his vape and he's going to have a right go now. He listens to these when he's going to gigs. He saves them up.
Sorry, Jason.
When I slagged the vaping off, he went off it.
What? Well, he does. His vape stinks. It's manky.
It smells like cake and it makes us fat.
Fruity rank stuff.
I always go and buy like cinnamon and cinnamon rolls in that when I've had it because it smells amazing. If I'm sitting in his office and he's smiling, I'm like, I go out and I wonder why I want loads of cake for my dinner. It's because he's been blowing fucking cinnamon fairy dust in my face all day.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, are you ready for some juicy gossip?
Yes, always.
Okay, strap yourself in, right? Come on. It's a bit of a long one. Okay.
Yes.
Dear Rosie and Chris, slight backstory is needed for this. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
My dad has been with my stepmom for almost 20 years. Me and my siblings met her children when we were quite young, around the ages of 6 to 10. There's 6 of us all together. We've grown up like a proper family and not a step family. Lovely. So, I have a son with my ex, who I was with for over 8 years. My ex is now with my stepsister, and they have just had a baby. I even got a message from a member of his family on the day of the baby's birth telling me to congratulate my son on his new sister/cousin, in those words. They don't seem to see anything wrong with this, and of course I'm the bad one for having a problem with it all. My son still calls her auntie. Is this something you would have a problem with? How would you deal with it being in my shoes? I think they're a bunch of arseholes, but I keep it all to myself for my son's sake as he obviously still loves his dad. I'm also happy to email again if you have any questions. Anonymous.
Holy shit. That is... That is...
It's intense,
I mean...
It?
I've had bloody nectarines that weren't this juicy. So let's get this straight. So
her ex, who they have a child with, has now had a child with her stepsister, who is pretty much our sister because they've known each other since we're really young.
Shit the bed.
It's just awkward.
So her ex is now with her stepsister. So that bloke is now with her stepsister. And so congratulate your son on his sister/cousin. That's madness.
I know. Do you know, it's one of them really hard things because life is messed up sometimes and I don't want to outwardly be like, oh my God, because I don't know. You don't know what's going to happen in your own life, and you can't ever say. But at this moment in time, nothing that weird is happening in our lives right now. So I can literally sit and go, that's messed up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would feel the same as her. I'd be gutted.
Yeah, it's a bit... It is the dictionary definition of shitting where you eat.
What's he doing? Why is he... What, how are him, man?
It's the dictionary... I mean, but there's stories of people who, like... Do you know the stories of people who... They'll be going out with a twin and then divorce the twin and then marry the other one.
I'm sorry, but... Craziness. No.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... That's so weird. It's like the same person. There's so many people in the world.
But yeah.
So
but
many the, people in the world.
Back to this one though, the stepsister one. Like, going out with the steps. I mean, oh, I don't know. I mean, people do it, you know. I don't know.
There's no blood relation there.
Yeah, but it wouldn't matter anyway, because it's not like he was only married to her. So he's married to her, and he's got my stepsister, so... You're never going to be happy, are you? You're never going to go, oh, here we go, there's me. You know, you're going out with my sister now. Hey, it didn't work out for us, but you're going out with my sister now. Christmas will be fun.
Yeah, like, it's going to be so weird.
Wow.
I haven't got much to say to that other than thank you for sending that in. Cause
I think it's like, honestly, are you sure this is an email? Have you not just seen a little bit of a script from Hollyoaks or something?
No, I promise you. Love stuff like that. Send more of them in, everyone. Come on.
Oh, God, yeah.
Obviously, we'll never say who it is, so your secret's safe with us, but... Love stuff like that.
I mean, let's be honest. If the full family are listening, it's not going to take long for them to work out that it's them.
Yeah, true. Sorry.
Hard lines.
What are you going to do?
Doodle doo
da da.
Doodle doo
da da.
Amazing.
Babadoo 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 ba.
Got one here. Short and sweet. From Susan. Dear Rosie and Chris, do you have a favourite swear word?
Yes.
Do you have one in your head? I've got one in my head.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, I think yours is going to be the same as mine.
Is it?
I think after three...
I don't know.
You not think so? No?
Probably shit.
Probably shit. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Why is that bad?
That's middle ground. No, it's middle ground. That's quite good. Yeah. That's middle ground. I've got to say C-bomb.
No, you really can't. Don't
no,
do
I'm gonna
it.
Say, no, I'm not going to say it.
All right, okay.
But C-bomb is probably my favourite. Just because you... Just when you... Don't use it often, but when you whip out the old C-bomb... Kaplunk.
Ooh.
Bumph.
Nice, isn't it?
Sit down. It's a powerful word. Just for inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, mine's just a middle ground one. I remember when we were younger, I mean, Nana used to be like, right, Baines, don't like none of the bad swear words, but you can say bloody, shit, bugger.
Wow.
Bastard. No, that wasn't there. But it was like, they were the okay ones. Yeah. Just with me Nana, like if my mum heard us saying it, I'd get a clip round the
end. Your Nana's a legend.
But didn't like the bad ones, you know?
Did I ever tell you when I went to school? I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, where I went into school one day.
Mm.
I was in second year juniors, so what's that, year
two? Four? No, year four.
Year four. And a lad came up who I sort of knew from someone else. And it was like a friend of a friend. And he genuinely came up, I'll never forget it. And he was like, you heard the new swear word that's out. That's out?
What was it?
Prick. I went, what? Where is it? He went, prick. I went, all right. He went, yeah, it's a new swear word. And then he walked off.
What was that though when we were at school and someone would call you a twat and you'd be like, oh, what? A baby frog?
Yeah. That's what a twat means. It's not a fish, a pregnant fish.
I can't remember.
If you're a twat, it was a pregnant fish,
oh,
wasn't it?
Oh, what am I? Oh, I'm a pregnant fish. I'm like, oh, great.
You know what one I loved? You know what one I loved?
What?
Were you born in a hospital?
Yeah.
Ah, you were born in a hospital? you were born in a hospital?
Never heard of that.
Are you my... Are we mates?
Me yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Are you my pal?
Yeah.
Personal arse licker! Personal arse licker!
Never heard of either of them.
Shut up, man.
And I love them. I love them.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow.
I'm literally racking my brains right now to think of something.
Yeah. What hand do you wipe your bum with?
This one.
Ah, use toilet paper. Boo.
I do not remember.
Can't believe how much you are loving these. They are the shittest, oldest things in the world.
No, I remember when... So. Someone would go, oh, you got something on your bum there. You touch your bum, you go, bum, feel that bum. See, literally your own bum. They'd be like, bum, feel that bum.
your own bum. Yeah. Look at him feeling his own bum. Pervert. Bum, send him down, lock him up. The lads in my school, remember, they used to run up you, right? They used to run up you and they'd like stick their crotch, like, they'd have their clothes on, but they'd stick their crotch and they'd like point their crotch at you and they'd point at their crotch with their fingers and they'd go, look at me dick! But they'd say it so quick you wouldn't hear it. Go, look at me dick! And you look down and they'd go, ah, look at me dick! And you go, come on, man.
Oh,
that's not even
man.
Fair.
Oh, God.
Look at me dick. Ah! Look, guys listening, she'll look. She'll look at me dick. She did. She looked. She tried to wash it as well.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got a lovely one here. Really, really nice. Just keeps, you know, I just love that the podcast is getting these kind of listeners. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, was it is a highbrow?
Very highbrow question.
Oh, wonderful.
You're going to enjoy
it. Yeah, a bit Radio 4.
A little bit Radio 4. Yeah, why not? It's only to me. Obviously, you can join in.
Okay.
Dear Rosie, do you still swallow, or is that just a pre-marriage thing?
Who the hell's that from?
Anon.
That's horrible. Don't answer that. What the hell's going on?
Alan.
Who's wrote that?
I'm not, well, it's anonymous. I'm not going to say, can
I? I'm going on the emails. I'm going to, whoever that is, that's not on.
Wonderful. Should I answer? No, I don't.
That's a horrible question. Good heavens.
You're like horrified.
I am. I'm shocked. I'm shocked and appalled.
Pre-marriage thing. No, wasn't even a pre-marriage thing.
No.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't get, why is people doing that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't drink your wee. Why would I drink your semen?
I mean, I've never been asked those kind of questions. I've got no comeback to that. I've never been asked those questions. I'm not a PR guy for me wee and me semen. I'm not about to go, well, before you say no, think of the benefits.
There are no benefits.
You're acting like I've been... You're acting like I've sent that email. That wasn't me.
It was. Through a secret source.
Or was it that just that once when you were drunk, Rosie? Yeah.
This is why you ply me with
perverts,
drink.
Perverts, man. Who's emailing that? You want your hard drive confiscated and sent to the police.
I think it's wonderful, personally. Mm. And I just want to say, sorry, Dad. Stop listening. This is not for you.
Oh, let's go and wash our ears. You should too.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It is time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
Sorry, I see you back on it now, are you?
Well, yeah.
Good. This week is the fabulous Giovanna Fletcher.
Hi, guys. Giovanna here. I was just wondering, who's the most annoying?
Oh, thank you, Giovanna. We recorded Giovanna Fletcher's podcast, Happy Mom, Happy Baby, which is on soon.
Yeah. Have we just said her name wrong 3 times? She said Giovanna.
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 Giovanna. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Are we Geordie in her name? Are we ruining it?
Possibly.
Are we doing what our accent does of... This accent really makes it... It just ruins all...
Names and everything, all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it ruins every name. Any sort of nice name.
Let's just call her G.
G. I was calling her G on the day. I felt really cool.
She's fabulous.
She's awesome, isn't
she? I'm so sorry that we dragged you down, making you put a question on our scummy podcast. Sorry about that. Who is the most annoying?
I think that you get more annoyed by me day to day.
Yeah.
Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, like with real stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Day to day, I annoy you more. You get more annoyed by me.
Mm.
I still get annoyed by you, but I think you're getting more annoyed by me.
Yes.
However, when you are trying to be annoying,
yes,
you're fucking unbearable, mate.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Can you remember just last night, as we were about to go to bed, you did your little shitty phone thing where you stand on the phone for a bit.
Lovely.
Then we came in the kitchen and I turned around and you gave us a little slap and you went, "Ugh, I wish we'd just fight. Can I just like hit you as hard as I can for like 10 seconds? And I was like, no. And you're like, come on, just let's hit you. And I was like, no. And then you turned around and you ran and dove head first onto the sofa like what Robin does. And then you came back and went, try it, it's amazing. And then you ran and dove again.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was go to bed. I wanted to turn the dishwasher on and go to bed. And you were running around. I mean, yes, I did join in. Yes, I jumped on the sofa a couple of times. Yes it was fun.
Exactly.
But when you want to be annoying, you're really annoying.
Well, the thing is, it goes back to siblings.
Right, because I'm an only child.
Because you're a lonely child, that's what I like to call them.
Painful.
You people.
Still hurts.
I've got a brother and a sister, and we used to irritate the hell out of each other when we were younger. So like, I'm just used to it, and sometimes I miss it, and sometimes I do it to you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we did so much good stuff growing up. Like, and I was the middle. So sometimes I used to gang up on Kevin with Kate. Then other times I'd gang up on Kate with Kevin. Like, they never ganged up on me because I was the instigator in the middle.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we used to get Kate. We used to put upside down Lego outside our bedroom and cover it with a PE bag. And when she came out, we'd whip the bag off and you'd just stand on all the Lego.
Brilliant.
Which was great.
And great. Great was the adjective used there.
That was good fun. And, like, we used to get Kevin all the time just by, like, hiding his stuff and that.
Yeah?
God, the good old days.
Ah, well. I used to line all my toys up in a nice, neat line and look at them. Yeah? And
then
sometimes I'd help my dad clean the car. And I got pretty good at catching a stray football that other kids were playing with on holiday if I orbited close enough to them.
Oh.
And going and giving them it back for a while until they eventually just let us join in.
Oh.
If you're on holiday and if you're on your own and you stand next to two people who are passing a ball to each other and that ball goes stray, you get that enough times, they'll just start passing it to you after a while.
Oh,
like osmosis.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
End up in, I got good at it.
Run. Oh, babe.
You point me at two people passing a ball. I'll be playing past that ball with them. No words. Sometimes they didn't even speak English.
Yeah.
Sometimes could have been German kids, could have been Spanish kids. Yeah. Who was who was numero tres? / dry in the game. This fella here. Don't knock it, it's a talent.
Oh, we need another baby. We need another child. I can't be letting Robin doing that on all day, man. Oh, I can't, because I'll just, no. Need a mate.
It's character building is what it is.
I didn't do now for you. Jesus Christ.
I might need to translate that. What Rosie said there to the non-Geordies was, it did nothing for you. But she got so excited, and Geordie Fishwife, she went, it did nout for ye. And there's dogs outside losing their mind. And I'm going to go and pass a ball for them. Because that's what I do.
Oh, well, let's wrap it up, eh? Fetch. Fetch. Schnell, schnell, schnell. Babadoo, 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 ba. There we go, the end of another episode. That was episode 14 done and dusted. Thank you again so much for listening. Hey, if you get a minute, why don't you vote for Robin? For Chris? For Celebrity.
Fantastic. Why don't you vote for Robin for Celebrity Dad of the Year? Well, to be fair, we live in the Northeast. He's three. He should probably have a couple of kids by now. Vote for me for Celebrity Dad of the Year. It's on my socials. It's on Rosie's socials. Just vote for us to be Celebrity Dad, if just to beat Rosie. Thank you.
That's nasty.
And if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Guys, as always, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.